Baby? Yeah? What is it? I'm just looking at recipes. I know it's late, I just... I don't know. Just Thanksgiving's coming up. What do you mean I get like this every Thanksgiving? No, I don't. I'm just trying to think what to make, you know? I know, but it's like maybe I get one time every year, which I can like just go all out, you know? I can cook like a crazy spread of like a bunch of different dishes and make them work together. And you know how much I love to like, you know, move away from, you know, your traditional Thanksgiving. Because the turkey is so boring, babe. It is. It really is. I like, everyone just does a turkey, you know? But like, okay, so think about, what about this? Everyone gets a quail. So I'm thinking like maybe 12 courses, right? Come here. Come here. No, don't roll away from me. I'm not being ridiculous. Well, last year I did 10 courses. And it was had like a whole Korean barbecue like vibe to it. And wasn't it really good? See, you can't argue with me. The food is good. I'm able to make good meals. It's just like, maybe because no, it's nice to have everyone around a table and to cook things that they aren't expecting and then to see the reaction. And it's like, you know, the plating has to be perfect. So like, okay, I'm looking at like these different, it's not ridiculous, baby. It's not, I mean, it's a little ridiculous. It's a little extra, but this is my favorite. It's not my favorite holiday, but it's definitely top five. I'm not like Bob's Burgers. Because he dreams about making the perfect turkey. I am more about making like a restaurant experience for one night. Because I have everyone I love the most around one table. And I want to do something really special for them to be like, hey, you know, you guys mean a lot to me, and let me cook you something fantastic, and don't worry about a thing, and just relax, and just enjoy yourself, and, you know, be amazed. It's like making art on a plate. I love it. Yeah. It's a day where I'm, like, thankful for all these people, and you get expressed that with food. Yeah. And, you know, I want to make something that you can, like, taste the love in. You know what I mean? I'm just looking out for the last recipes, you know, like the spring rolls and the, oh, the teriyaki rice. Remember that? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm going to move away from, like, the Asian, an Asian plating thing. I'm thinking about doing French this year. Yeah, maybe. Like, or, I've been looking at a lot of, like, Michelin star restaurants menus. I'm, like, looking into, like, you know, ape some of their stuff. That's where the quail came from. Because I think, like, a quail is such a good, like, thing that you can just serve to each person. It's such, like, a personalized thing. And I can use different bits of the quail in different bits of the coursing, you know? So, like, the breast could be, like, the, like, you know, the big kind of what the meal's building up to is, like, the quail breast. And, like, earlier on in the repertoire of dishes, we can do the leg could be in a different style, you know? I'm looking at truffle, white truffle, maybe. Because it's in season, and it'd be really good. Or also, I thought about maybe doing, like, a different, you know, No, like different birds that aren't turkey, you know? I thought that could be a nice theme for this year. So I could do duck, chicken, and quail. Because the last one was really beef and like pig heavy, because it was like, you know, Korean short rib, and we had the filet mignon, you know, and stuff like that. But so this year, I think maybe doing variations on like birds would be really cool. I'm not overthinking it. It's just, I don't know. Come on, how great would it be to have duck? You have to be more adventurous. And we could use and I could play into like the salads and like the entrees and all that earlier stuff. Like it could play up to, I don't know. Because 2 years ago when I did seafood was like no one thought seafood was gonna be good, but I think, you know, I think I did a pretty good job with seafood. I'm not about to toot my own horn or anything. You've been dating me for so long, baby. You should know that I'm extra as fuck when it comes to making things for Thanksgiving. I know, I should be doing it this late, though. I just can't sleep, baby. It's partly food on the mind, but it's also just, you know, holiday season stress. It is. No, you really, honestly, you do enough as it is. No, you really do. That's just, I don't know. I'm just in my own head. Shutting it down. But can I? Oh no, okay, fine. Yes. Okay, I promise. Yes, I'll shut it down. I'm shutting it down now. I know. It'll be there tomorrow, I know. See, it's close now. You have my full undivided attention. Okay. Also trying to go to sleep. Did I wake you? How can I wake you by thinking, baby? We're just connected like that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you with my thoughts. Oh, now you're hungry. It's too late to eat, baby. It's sleeping time, isn't I can't use that against you. Of course I can. It's not fair. Mean, life's not fair. thanks, baby. And, you know, I just kind of want everything to be perfect. You know how much of a perfectionist I can be. After all, I have to try really hard since I don't have a Michelin star, right? I'm not a Michelin star cook, huh? Remember that? Love you, princess. Even when you're a pain. Especially when you're right, because I do need to go to sleep. It's so easy to sleep when you're in my arms, too. Be warned. It's gonna be a lot more talk of food this month. It's Thanksgiving after all. It's gonna be all that's on my mind. Speaking of, tomorrow morning when we wake up, you want me to make your mama before you have to go to work? It's because I've been thinking about this thing where I roast mushrooms in the oven, melt some spinach on the stove, and bacon fat, add some garlic. And then saute red pepper, green pepper, and red onion. I mentioned I make some bacon first, chop up the bacon, and then mix all those ingredients. I'll also chop the mushrooms and mix it all together, and then take 3 eggs, whisk, 2 tablespoons whole milk, you to sleep.